love is not transactional. It's just love. But in the name of love, I'm going to exploit you. But it's not exploitative because it's love. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we're going to talk about why women don't like men. Now, immediately, I can guarantee you people are going to have reactions. And when you have a reaction, that's good, because now you're listening. Now your emotions and when you emotionally understand something, you'll integrate it into your life. So I'm glad if you had an emotional reaction just now. Now, we're going to really break this down. What do I mean by women don't like men? Well, first we need to understand the relationship dynamics between men and women. A lot of us, since a very young age, have been told if we're men that, oh, women are sugar spice and everything nice, they love you, they care about you, they're nurturing, they're loving. We're told all these things, right? And then on the woman's side, a lot of times you're told, oh, you know, men, they're supposed to protect and provide for you, they're supposed to make your life easy, they might be cheaters, and they might, you know, be all these things. You know, as men, what we're told is completely a lie. Completely a lie. I don't care if your grandma told you, your mother, your auntie, your cousin, your sister. I don't care who told you that. Even if your dad told you that. He was a gump. And he didn't understand what he was talking about. That's just an unfortunate reality. And we really need to break down what these relationship dynamics actually are. Women are sex objects and men are success objects. What do I mean by that? Women will tell you all day, oh, don't objectify us. We don't like it. Yet they'll use it against you as leverage. Oh, you wanna have access to my body? Well, then you gotta provide for me. You gotta do this, you gotta do that, blah, 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 blah. They'll exploit you because they know exactly what you want. And so, like any good business, they'll use what you want with what they want, and then they'll bring it together. But of course, they'll also tell you that, oh, relationships aren't transactional. No, no, no. Love is not transactional. It's just love. But in the name of love, I'm going to exploit you. But it's not exploitative because it's love. I'm going to constantly move the goalposts, but you still got to try to kick the field goal. And if you don't make it, ooh, there's going to be a severe penalty, sir. And that severe penalty is me not doing what I told you I was going to do, but I still tell you I love you. That's why I tell you, women don't like men. They like what men can provide for them. Now, we as men, we don't suffer from that. The reason being that a lot of us at a very young age have been programmed to like, not only like women, but be obsessed with women. We've been programmed since we were kids, and I know it might sound ominous, but we've been conditioned, we've been educated, we've been told from a very young age and instructed that, oh, you need to provide for a woman because that's what makes you a man. Oh, you need to do exactly what a woman tells you because that's masculine. You need to provide, you need to protect, you need to do all these things to make her life easy because that's masculine. And yet you wonder why there are so many single mother raised men out here, which statistically is happening, and they don't know how to be masculine. They're very emotional, they're not stalwart, they are not stoic. And this is not an accident, this is orchestrated. Because the women will take their sons that are single mother raised, and they will take that man and make him the exact opposite of what their father was. They wish they were attracted to the nice guy son they've created, but they're not. They'll make him into what they wish they were attracted to instead of actually what attracted them to the father of the child they are statistically alienating from him. Oh yeah, this whole notion of men just be out here fornicating with women, knocking them up, and then walking away and telling them to F them kids. That is a very, very small minority of men. It is not the norm. And if you doubt me, go look at the statistics right now. They support what I'm telling you. I don't make this just chew my mouth off. I speak on this based on both statistical and anecdotal evidence. My friends, the relationship dynamics between men and women have changed a lot. I remember my grandfather, he's still around, he's an older, golder guy. He grew up on a farm, okay? He grew up on a farm in Kansas. And he told me what it was like with only having a radio. His uncles were in World War II, all of these things, okay? We look at society back then, it was very agrarian. It was very living on a farm, living out in the country. Of course, the city still existed, but they weren't to technology like social media, smartphones. These things couldn't connect everybody on the planet like they are today. And so a lot of the older generations are still in the church. They're still higher echelon members of society in our communities, and they're trying to get us to have their same mindset of, oh, just be traditional. Oh, just do what I did. Be a nice guy, have resources, and you will find the woman of your dreams who will not exploit you. She won't divorce you. She won't pull the rip cord and make your life, you know, a living hell, at which point she'll blame you for everything, which is statistically what's going on, because I've said this so many times, it's ingrained in my own head. Over 50% of marriages fail, closer to over 60 to 70%. And 80% of those divorces that end are filed by women. Now, we can blame whoever we want to blame. I personally want to blame Ronald Reagan as the godfather of this current culture, because he was the one back in California in 1969 who signed the no-fault divorce law into effect in California, which was then adapted and modified in every state across the entire country, at which point the divorce rate doubled in under 10 years. Now, I'm not saying Ronald Reagan was an evil man. What I am saying is he is the man who helped bring us here. In the late 60s, he was the one who orchestrated this. Hollywood guy, he got us here. This is back when California was considered a red state, not blue like it is today, a red state. Now, pretty much unimaginable with all the illegal aliens and all of the commie bums in San Francisco and whatnot, who in my estimation both in Boca Raton, Brooklyn, and San Francisco, we now have the country we're living in. But this isn't supposed to be political. It's about to show you how we've gotten to this point where men and women seem so far apart. It's because women will pretend like they don't need men, thanks to, in my opinion, Bella Abzug, Timothy Leary, and all these types who, like the Pied Piper in the old fairy tale, blew their pipes, and before they knew it, they were leading away all the children away from the village. That's what happens. And that's why we have the society we have today. People are told, oh, women, you don't need no men. Men are only here to oppress you, aka Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, who also said that the family was a pivotal part of the bourgeois capitalist society. And in the family unit, the man was the bourgeoisie and the woman was the proletariat. In other words, the man was the oppressor and the woman and the children were the ones being oppressed who required liberation from that man. I hope this isn't confusing you. I know I'm going from place to place to place, but it's because I want to show you how we've gotten to this point. It didn't just happen. I didn't just wake up today and all of a sudden we see everything. No, this didn't happen overnight. But now we need to adapt to the situation we find ourselves in. Me, I'm a biblical bachelor. Wrote a whole book about it. But at the end of the day, you don't have to decide what, you can decide whether you want to go with my philosophy or you want to develop your own. That's fine. But we need to make a change. We cannot continue to do what we've always done or want to get what we've always gotten, which is the divorce rate we have. The child support, the child court, the family court is this new Sopranos. And we're stuck because they're now monopolizing us in our inherent desires to be fathers, to be husbands. They have now taken that and used it against us. So we have a couple options. And you have to decide whether you want to risk exploitation or you want to risk being an explorer and going out there and doing your own thing at the risk of being ridiculed by others. You must get rid of this idea that you are here to be liked. You are not here to be liked. You are here to learn, and you are here to build whatever life you can for as long as you possibly can. That's, in my opinion, that's what you're here for. My friends, women don't like men, and men, we know that women hold a lot of the power today. Now, I'm not here to tell you to be scared of them. I'm here to tell you what it is. We got the false alligators out here. Shout out to the false alligator team. We got all kinds of shenanigans and smoke and mirrors and Houdini type tricks going on just around the corner with the lawyers and all these people out there. They're reaching in their pockets to exploit us. We got to be careful. You have to adapt and understand what the world you're living in is throwing at you, so you can catch, dodge, or decide you want to just leave the stadium and not play the game. My friends, I encourage you to share your testimony, to share your experience, whether it's with dating, whether it's with careers, whatever. We all have our own stories, and while we live in the same society or a similar society, as a lot of the Eastern countries are 20 years, 30 years behind us, and they are adapting as well. So my friends, if you have anything you want to add to the discussion, you're welcome to do it. You can either head on to my X page, Sheep Get Sheared, or you can head on to the comment section. You're welcome to share. My friends, this is something we're all going through. We're all having to face together. I'm curious to see how you have adapted to it. If you have, you have questions, you have answers, I'm here for it all. I want to hear it. My friends, until next time, I encourage you to question everything you heard. Think for yourself, and before you do anything else, ask yourself, what is it you want, and how can you get it? I'm out of here. Peace.